I'm really not sure how that's how the song goes. I'm pretty sure we've done like a rolling.
I think so.
Man, this feels like a rehash.
We're back to episode one.
Yes, we're 21 now. No. We're old enough to drink.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No?
20.
Damn it. Shit.
Never mind. We're on the precipice. Oh, boy. Well, we should just go ahead and get started then.
Why not?
Downtown Fairfax, it's the Bad Slam Podcast, back in an HD, I think. I don't know. It sounds good in my headphones. I listened to our previous episode, and I don't know, maybe I just sounded like an asshole, but today...
What, it's not clear?
No, I think you guys sounded great. I just sounded a little off, so, you know, I'm working on my mic technique, but hopefully you can hear me in clear HD.
HD.
We're back again. As always, I'm Asian John, joined by... the ever so timely and
punctual.
I have no punctual idea how that Jack. Started happening.
It's happening.
Asian John, punctual Jack, and late ice.
What's good?
Hey.
I got to come up with a more clever nickname for the both of you because I'm running out of steam already as we roll out of the gates. You can find us on badslant.com on social media, Twitter and Instagram at badslant. Wherever you can find fine podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher. Did I get them all? I got them all.
Yeah.
Leave a 5-star review wherever you... Yeah. I need check boxes. I need check. mile markers, milestones, whatever you got. I need to hit them all. Leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to us. And as always, support the show. We still need the help. I know we've been doing this for... Check this out, folks. 20 episodes.
20.
For the benefit of those who can actually count, not including myself. We've been rolling along, but we still need the support. So if you can, please shop through our link. Amazon.com and Target.com through our website. I have no item this week. We have a short turnaround, so your boy just said screw it. And it was a busy weekend.
No sales this week.
No sales. Yeah, you can find the sales on your own. I trust and believe in all of you. I love you. So whatever you buy, just make sure you buy it through our link on the website.
Awesome. Well,
so it feels like I just saw you guys, not yesterday, maybe 2 days ago?
A couple days, right?
Well, Ice actually did the nice little drop-in fairly recently.
Nice.
It was day after our show. You forgot your charge for your laptop, and then you sold me a bill of goods saying you're gonna come by and pick it up. And John's just sitting there on the stoop waiting for old Ice to come by. Hey. And 24 hours roll by and nothing.
I'm sorry, but I did come though.
Sometimes twice. you did the drop-in, and we had a short turnaround this week, so you're actually splitting for the coast, as mm-hmm. it were. So we're jamming them in as we speak, trying to continue the Bad Slant gravy train.
I appreciate you guys working around my schedule.
What you got going on that's necessitating the early record?
Going out to San Francisco for a wedding. Boom. So that should be fun. I think I was really looking forward to it just because of, you know, all the crazy winter weather that we've been having lately with all this, the what was it, like single digit?
Polar vortex.
Is that what they're calling
Correct.
It?
Correct.
Polar bear vortex.
Man, it's ridiculous. So I was like, finally, because I'm seeing all these pictures from the West Coast and everyone's still in like T-shirts and light coats.
Sons of bitches.
I'm like, I want some of that. I see pictures of people at the beach.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, they're still going to
the
beach.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Beaches in January?
I guess so. Like, they're still surfing. They're still beaching. So I'm like, I can't wait. But then all of a sudden today, it's like...
It's 65.
It feels like summer again.
We're sweating here in the studio as we record this episode.
I feel like I'm going to bring the winter to the West Coast.
Yeah, you're going
to
screw it up for somebody else. I can totally feel it. But I can sense you're ready to get out of Dodge.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Bringing the kids... spending some time on the West Coast, and then since we're already out there, we're gonna head down to San Diego.
Are you driving?
No, we're gonna fly.
Good.
No way. I'm not doing that drive.
No.
The road trip with twins sounds like a bit of a bitch, as it were.
You know, when we move back, we all the plan was to always get one of those like big like RVs or drive cross country or something, and then, you know, stop. There's like a there's I guess there's two legs you can take when you do the cross-country drive, mm-hmm. and then you
the
see
left or the right one.
It's like a north leg or a south leg, and, oh, and you see different like route. Landmarks. Oh, route. Yes.
I'm dumb.
Yeah. So So I think one day I still really want to do it. I hear it's a really fun drive. Well, the driving part isn't fun, but I think the sights you see along the way is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But hell no, we're gonna fly.
I completely understand. But that's a 2 week excursion.
A week and a half.
Okay.
So when I get back, hopefully there's some stories to share.
But through the magic of the internet and our strong work ethic, you will not miss an episode of the Bad Slim Podcast. So. Take heed. We are committed to doing this no matter what the schedule tells us.
Yeah.
Schedule-wise, we are just coming on the heels of the Superb Owl.
Superb Owl?
What?
Was that intentional?
No, it wasn't. Okay. I don't know. I know by the time this hits the website, it's going to be a topic that's beaten to death, but we might as well jump on it because it's the biggest pop culture event of the year. I mean, mm-hmm. everybody wants to say that they're that. The MTV Music Awards says they're that. The Grammys, the Oscars, whatever.
Ugh.
This kind of feels like it's a bigger deal than all of them.
Well,
and
yeah.
The numbers will seem to bear that. We'll bear that out generally every year. But I don't know if it's deserved this time around because it was a shit show. Probably from, well, I won't say from beginning to end. I think the anthem was pretty damn good. Gladys Knight rip shit.
That was probably one of the best things that happened.
Probably the best anthem I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe Gaga was okay a couple years ago. But
Gaga was good.
Gaga. Yes. Did she do the anthem and the halftime show?
And then that crazy leap. Like, wee.
Yeah.
You're right. Didn't she do the halftime show that year?
I think so. She looked like she had water wings. She just jumped off the top of the roof. Yeah. Well, first off, what did you guys do for the Super Bowl? I didn't do jack diddly shit, and I'll say that right off the bat. And that probably took away from the experience of watching the game itself, because when you're sitting there left to your own devices and there ain't shit going on the TV, I'm looking every single direction. I got nobody to the left or the right of me. The wife said, screw this. I don't want to be around you. So it kind of made the experience even worse.
Wife left you. The dogs left you.
Pretty much, man. just me and vodka. were you guys around people for the Super Bowl?
No. I just watched it at home. Okay. And just because the kids, we put them down early. So I didn't watch the halftime show, but I did catch the first half and the second half. So
what'd you do during the halftime then?
What did you do?
Put the kids
and
to bed.
And don't you say coitus.
Put the kids to bed. I put the kids, my children, to bed.
Okay, thanks.
So that I can have the second half to watch.
The rest of the evening.
The rest of the evening, correct.
Thank God.
Yeah. I watched it with my wife. She actually enjoyed it. So
the game or?
She was kind of in and out. She really doesn't watch football as much anymore. But yeah.
Football.
She wasn't really into the commercials either, so.
Shit, I don't think anybody was.
Yeah, it was whatever. But
usually every year for Super Bowl, I'm not that into, like, depending on the matchup, sometimes it's actually compelling enough that I actually care about the game. But a lot of times there's always like these side things that I'm more into, like the spectacle of the production and just like, you know, they put a lot of effort into like the technology and camera work, and then
these are great graphics,
and then there's like the, you know, of course the commercials, there's like and then there's like all these side bets that you hear about, and it's just kind of entertaining to see the odds on some of those things.
So everything but the game is what
you're
into.
Yeah,
I mean, and sometimes the game is really good, so it's a bonus.
I mean, last year was good.
Last year's game was good, and the year before was good.
Yeah. Yep.
Who played the year before that?
Atlanta.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes.
The 28-3 debacle.
Debacle.
Yes.
Debacle. Well, the game, I think everybody knows this by now when they're hearing this. It was a travesty. Even if you're a fan of either team, I think everybody can agree that it was just not the contest that was. Everyone was really kind of expecting going into it. You have a dynasty, which has been cemented now with the victory for Tom Brady and Belichick, mm-hmm. and the Patriots. Yeah, six rings, kiss my ass. and the up-and-coming Los Angeles Rams team that has 17 fans. And, you know, they have all the firepower and the star power in some respects, and it never materialized. It just was a goat show from beginning to end. And everyone talks about defense winning championships, and that's
true.
Well and good, but Jesus Christ, it is poison for the eyeballs. It's like watching the Ravens on a Sunday, like just god-awful on every level. Did you guys see it playing out with anything other than a Patriots victory or no?
I thought it would definitely be like a 21-17. I thought that they would, the teams would move the ball much more, much better.
I thought the Patriots moved the ball.
They did, but they just didn't. Yeah, they just couldn't score, right? They would get hung up on third down. I actually enjoyed the game, as weird as it sounds. Because it was the last game.
Contrarian.
I was not just because of contrarian, but probably
I'm different.
I enjoyed it, but just because I was on the edge of my seat, I would be like, oh, he missed it. So I, you know, as a football fan, I did want the Pats to win, actually.
Yeah.
Did you want them
or did you think they were going
to
win?
No, I wanted them to win. I didn't like the way everybody was just kind of sucking off the Rams. Everybody was like, oh my God, McVay. What? He revolutionized the entire NFL.
What radio station or TV shows are you even watching sucking off the Rams?
That's what everyone was talking about prior to.
I think
to
a lot
the
of
game.
It's probably just like anti Brady. I think it's like, you know, it's weird because it's like, you know, with every sport, when there's like a recurring team that's just, you know, there every single year, you tend to start getting these bandwagon fans. But somehow
a dynasty, if you will.
But somehow that somehow there, I guess the support for that team, or just like, I don't know, the bandwagon is starting to die off. I don't know. Is it because
it's
been too long?
I think it's fatigue. And anytime you have something that is so popular and so entrenched in pop culture, you tend to just kind of tune it out eventually, and the Patriots have become that in football. It's they're ubiquitous. They're there every other year, in six titles in freaking 18 years. I mean, at some point, it's going to sap the energy out of the audience, and it's probably going to hit a breaking point this year. I everyone talks about conspiracy theories and what the NFL can do to kind of push the teams that they want into a matchup or what have you. This might be the year that they try to actually do that shit, because they've got to get the exhaustion. They got to get people over the hump and get past that exhaustion for the Patriots, because I'm sick of seeing his stupid square head and his UGG boots strolling into Super Bowl week and doing the interview.
He's just a hater.
I'm sure I'm a hater.
Yeah. There's no signs of him stopping, though.
No,
I think they keep, every year they keep asking him, is this going to be your last year? And
no.
He's just like, no.
And he's going to keep eating avocado ice cream, and that's going to fuel him on for decades to come.
TB12? I must have heard that so many times this week. It's because he does, that's his like fitness center that him and Gronk were working at with his personal trainer Guerrero or something, Alex Guerrero. So apparently the Pats, there was a story that leaked that the Patriots staff was not happy that Gronk was working with Tom Brady's trainer.
Really?
And that was the reason why Gronk had such a bad year, because he was injured all year. And so they were like, well, if he had stayed with us and started lifting weights and squatting like a beast, then he wouldn't have gotten injured all year, and he would have been
his squat form was way bad.
It was just, you know, because Brady is more working out with bands and eating more of a high fat diet instead of eating, you know, high protein and you know, squatting, benching, like doing like the gorilla shit. You know what I'm saying? To get big, especially as a tight end, you really need that strength. And apparently they thought that because he was with Tom Brady and his trainer, who's more of like, let's just do movement today, right? we're going to work on movement today.
You can't squat in Uggs.
Yeah, you can't squat in Uggs. Maybe barefoot, but no.
You know, the entire time you were talking, I was just trying to think of this, not a montage. It was a, I think I figured it out. It's an episode of, Eddie Wong. He's like, the inspiration for Fresh Off the Boat.
Yes.
He's like a raconteur. He's Chinese.
He is Chinese.
He is very Chinese. He couldn't tell from the name. He did the workout, TB12 workout with Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
But he did it wearing a Robert Griffin III jersey. It's the weirdest damn thing.
He's from this area though, right?
Eddie Wong?
No,
David Chang's from here.
So he's not? Okay.
He's not.
Okay.
Yeah, but that just you brought up TB12. I went off into a completely different direction. Like my mind started to wander. But it works for him.
Works for Tom Brady. Doesn't work for Gronk.
Doesn't work for meathead jock Gronk, who interferes in the.
Well, he had a good game. He actually showed up. He had,
he had some
he had a
big.
Good game. Oh, he had catches. He had one big catch that got him to the goal line. That got him the one touchdown of the game.
Yep.
The funny thing with Gronk is that there have been rumors about him retiring.
Yeah.
And the progression for him potentially would be a career in the WWE.
Oh, God.
I would see that. He's silly enough.
He's
that
a
he
meathead.
Would. Yeah.
Okay, you guys, I don't know if you remember this. I was actually at the WrestleMania in Orlando, not this last year, not this year, but the year before that.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. And of who else but Rob Gronkowski was front row and center during the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale. And he interferes in the match and allows his friend, his actually legit real-life friend, his character name is Mojo Rawley. He's from this area. The kid actually wins the Battle Royale, and Gronk and him are like broing it up and celebrating the ring. So that is the genesis for this entire idea of Gronk being a WWE superstar. He has the build and the look for it. You have to admit that. That
well, yeah.
Why
that,
not?
That yeah. monster of a man who has the brain cells of, I don't know, me.
Yeah. I mean, he has a personality. I think he can actually, he's entertaining enough that I think, you know, he can actually make a little, like a post NFL career in wrestling.
I don't want to put you on monkey stilts, but one day we're going to have a long episode just dissecting your pronunciation of the word entertainment. Like it's just something that is.
I didn't even notice it. What
me?
Is it?
Yes.
Or Ice?
It's Ice. You, oh. I invite you to listen to it back at some point.
I will. Okay.
We're gonna dissect all of our verbal foibles. I've got doing an air check last week. I got a ton of crutches. I need to work out of the system, boy.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, yeah. Time it. Gotta get these reps in, boy. Gotta get these reps. Okay, so game suck. Patriots. Yes. God bless them. I wish them all the best in their future endeavors. All the ancillary stuff that really
what did you do, Ice? We didn't get to what you did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. So this year we went to a my wife's family had a family house party because they have several January birthdays and it's all around like the end of January. So the only weekend that was free for everyone to get together was, of course, Super Bowl weekend. And we're
but of course.
So decided to combine them into a Super Bowl party mixed with a January birthdays.
That sounds fun.
And
birthday kicker.
So at first I thought it was just going to be the family, but then I guess the family also invited some close friends.
Randos.
And so it became a huge like house party.
A thing.
Yeah. And it was a lot of people. And like as you're watching TV, you have the volume up, but there's just so much chatty and like throughout the whole house that you can't hear the TV, even though you're sitting right in front of it. So
at any point were you tempted to say, shut the hell up, I want to hear what this Bud Light commercial is telling me?
The only time it got really quiet good. Was for
that's all he missed.
Was for the national anthem. Oh, okay. it got everyone stopped what they were doing, and then everyone listened. And I mean, and how could you not stop to listen to Gladys Knight?
So? Gladys Knight is the shit. I don't have any qualms saying that.
And
on
it was just like she was and very brave. She's really good, man. Mm. Very, very good. We should have grabbed the clip of that audio. That was a good.
You want to play the national anthem in the middle of our broadcast?
Nah, just a little bit. Just, okay. You know, but she did her thing. So
we're gonna dissect that too on that episode. I'm telling you now, man. A lot of isolated clips. Anyways.
So I did that. So that was fun.
Was it fun?
It was just a lot of eating. You know, like why not? It's a Sunday cheat day. So, oh man, I just went all out on the pizzas.
Pizzas
and cheese dips and and anything. Dips. Yeah, fried chicken. Of course, there's like there's always Popeyes, and then there's wings and
hamburger,
the best
cheeseburger, tequila,
shrimp gumbo.
Was it really? Damn.
No.
So do you still maintain the cheat day as part of your regular diet?
Yeah, okay. I try to.
You have to.
Yeah, it's like I'm not perfect, but I've gotten.
Who is?
Oh, thank God!
But I've gotten to a point that it is becoming close to second nature. To like, I kind of know what my body can handle and what it can't.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, you know when they say that it feels like such a cliche, but
you're kind of a horse's ass. Yes.
No, but it's true.
No, it totally is.
For diets to work, you really do gotta like make it a lifestyle. I think that's the only way.
That's fair. I did listen to a podcast today from the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, Hard Times and Weirdness. And I happened to land on an episode where he talked about fitness for about an hour, which is actually thrilling to listen to that guy talk about what he does to like get himself in shape. Like, it ain't you and me going to the gym, Jack. It is some weird ass shit. He's like, he's on the road doing concerts, so he can't go to a traditional gym most of the time. So he's got like a 125 pound kettlebell. And and before that, if he didn't have said equipment, he'd go into the hotel room and just start lifting the dresser. Just start squatting the dresser. Like, okay. I'm like, God damn, this guy's freaking committed. And now he just, he does pull-ups with a 55-pound weight on his.
But Rev does look like a big dude, man.
Yeah.
He's 5'11", he's 270.
Damn.
Yeah, that dude is, like, shoot. And he went through, like, his whole metamorphosis, like, from being, like, he was fat and then, well, fat-ish for, like, a guy his size.
He's probably more along the lines of, like, a sumo wrestler where the fat is, like, functional,
dense.
Right?
Yeah,
it's functional, like, dense. Fat. It's dense. It's functional fat. It's not the the stuff that just hangs with the cellulite. It's like it's like a thin layer, but it's sort of
thin veneer.
Yeah, it's good.
Muscle and anger.
Yeah, those guys are like freaking dude. Those guys are ripped, man. I mean, if they were not that fat, getting big, I mean, they would just they'd be ripped, man. Like those guys, they take in like over 5,000 calories.
That's what I always said about myself. Like I'm sure I have.
You want to be a sumo wrestler? dense and thick.
I always felt like under like the coat of fat. There's probably a six pack somewhere in there.
There always is.
I can feel it.
There always is.
I can poke my gut
you
and
just
find
gotta
that six pack.
Really dig and mold, you know?
Damn, 125 pound kettlebell though? Damn, that's fucking vicious.
That guy is a believer in the kettlebell.
That's what's up. I believe in kettlebells.
He's like, kettlebell swings, man. You gotta do them kettlebell swings. They're good for your back.
Yeah, they're good for everything.
Man. Strong for your back. But yeah, that's neither here nor there. All right. Well, I don't know how we
did
got
you
there.
See that Burger King commercial? It was like Eat Like Andy. Did you see that one?
Oh yeah.
Where
he
dipped, he poured the ketchup out.
Okay.
Sorry.
Just like, you're jumping ahead.
My bad.
Super Bowl commercial. We talk about fitness and now we're on to the
commercials. Well, the game, right? The game. The game was
forget the game.
Okay, so we
went off on to a fitness tangent and dieting, and now we're going to talk about the stuff that ICE is primarily interested in, which is not the game, but all the other stuff. So commercials first. So you, Jack, you mentioned the Andy Warhol Burger King commercial.
Correct.
Yes,
I didn't understand it, but all of a sudden people, it was just like he poured a ketchup out and then started.
He took the bun off the top of the burger.
Okay,
and
I didn't
then
see that part.
And then he took the ketchup. And he dispensed it to the side of the burger.
Correct.
And none of the ketchup went onto the burger.
Okay.
Beforehand, and then he put the bun back on top and proceeded to dip the burger in the ketchup.
And they were like, eat like Andy, right?
Eat like Andy.
Yeah. And I called it. My wife was like, what is that? I was like, it looks like a Burger King commercial. And it was like Burger King. I was like, what the hell is going on?
It's the weirdest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
It's so weird.
And I actually didn't see that one. Was it real footage?
It was Andy Warhol.
Really?
I think it was something that was filmed not necessarily for Burger King, but they were given license to use it after the fact.
It was really Burger King. It wasn't CG. Like
No.
This is filmed like 1984.
Yeah, it looked...
old.
Yeah.
But old. And then
old.
What happened? So I guess part of the larger story in the filming of the commercial was that Andy Warhol said he was disappointed that it wasn't McDonald's. But Burger King said, screw it. It's our stuff in the commercial anyway. So they went ahead and used it.
I don't like Burger King.
I'm not going to say I've had a love-hate relationship. I've had an okay relationship with Burger King over the years.
I like Burger King.
There,
of course you do.
I think they're I like the classics. There's
the Whopper,
the Whopper. Actually,
you like the Whopper Junior? Chicken fries?
No. I like the Whopper.
Okay,
I don't like the Whopper Junior.
This is his whole thing where like, oh no, bacon doesn't make a Big Mac better.
So
the bigger Whopper, no good.
The Whopper,
no, the
great.
Whopper is good.
Oh, sorry, what are you talking about? Other way around.
Yeah.
The original chicken sandwich, that's
great. Yeah.
Onion rings,
Of course. If you get an onion ring in your fries, you hit the jackpot. Yes. You're like, oh, awesome.
It's a good time.
Two more things. Their French toast sticks. For some reason, I really like their French toast.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Dip it in the syrup?
Actually, I don't. I eat it plain because it already has a lot of flavor.
I don't know. I'm asking. There is syrup,
syrup, but I feel like when you eat it plain, it already has like a lot of flavor to it. That
so do you take the French toast sticks out and then pour the syrup on the side and then not dip it into the thing?
I would.
Oh. Yeah, probably, right?
What a bunch of nonsense. Okay,
and then the last thing is one of their most, I guess, one of their later additions as part of their value meal, but they created created like some sort of like rodeo cheeseburger where you put onion rings on a cheeseburger with barbecue sauce.
That's not bad. That sounds pretty good.
That's actually really good, and it's part of their like
sounds like a winner. Yeah,
$1-$2 meal or something like that.
The only complaint and the reason why I say I didn't I don't like Burger King is just because anytime you go there and I take it home, maybe even if I eat there, must say regardless overall, it seems like the burgers are cold.
They do seem dry and cold.
Like, yes. Because
and it happens way too quickly.
Way too often. And I just don't, like, I get home and I unwrap it. I'm like, yes, I haven't had it so long. And then it's just cold and dry. I'm like, damn it. Like, I like the fries. I like the onion rings. The onion ring sauce. Oh, it's like.
Is that a thing too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like a tangy sauce, like this orange preservative laced thing. It's just awesome.
Some of that.
Yeah, I know right now. But yeah, just.
But outside of that, yeah, I don't think anything else is really that
they
great.
They used to have like a Hershey's pie that I used to get a lot. This is like when I was like 19. I was like, oh, that's so good.
Destitute and just eating
just,
whatever
yeah,
you could
just
with
eating
the money
what
you, had.
You. Yeah, exactly.
But all that Costco money you had.
Costco!
Burning a hole in your pocket.
Heck yeah, man.
You know, the only thing I can remember eating at a Burger King besides the traditional staples is the sundae that they had, an ice cream sundae.
Okay.
But they served it with bacon.
What?
What?
Yeah. I think I caught it on a random one-off kind of day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Someone just screwed up your
dessert.
Yeah,
it sounds like sounds like it was random. But think, did you order it with bacon?
I mean, I saw the thing. I was like, well, I got to eat this weird-ass shit because I have this is my gimmick, just eating random, like, terribly awful, unique things. And you guys can attest to this. Ice has eaten that with me enough where he can say, like, John eats weird shit. So that's just me keeping up kayfabe. And I had to try it. I took a picture. I think it was my Yelp profile picture for a very long time.
Nice.
Yeah.
But you like bacon desserts. Like any like.
I like bacon.
Maple
donuts. Yeah. They're good. Yeah.
As long as it's not Canadian bacon, we're good.
With bits of bacon on top of
you. Yeah.
Had one of those the other day.
Doesn't Sugar Shack have one?
I think so.
I believe they do.
Yes.
It's good. I think every boutique donut shop has its.
But it's got to be crispy. If it's like that, if it's soft, like, go fuck yourself. That shit, it's terrible. Like, no.
It's really weird for a guy who loves Canadian bacon to say he wants crispy bacon.
He
would probably like Canadian bacon.
You
are an enigma.
It's.
You're
yeah,
Edward
it's soft,
Nigma.
Man.
What'd you call him?
The Riddler.
The Riddler.
What? He's Jack Carey. What?
No.
Okay. Anyways, it has to be crispy on the donut.
Yeah, because it just gives a crunch, and it feels like I'm eating an entree if it's soft and I just can't.
Man, we are learning a lot on a week to week basis.
Yeah, for sure. Why wouldn't it? This is a place. This is a safe spot.
Is this a safe space?
This is the
safe
spot.
I don't know.
Hope so.
Okay.
Would you say maybe used against you?
Let's retreat.
Yes, if I tweet it a hard enough, yes, it will be used against me.
All the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's retreat to the safety of Super Bowl commercials where this conversation started. So the Warhol thing and the Burger King, that was completely lost on us.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
We're
talking about it.
Yeah.
But it was something that I'm still scratching my head about, even after reading the backstory.
Did they overlay any, like, I guess, message on top of that?
No.
Hashtag eat like Andy.
Yeah, that was it.
Was that it?
That's the only thing.
Eat like Andy.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
It.
Okay.
I'm sure that it's trending somewhere in Malaysia. I don't know. What else came out? The Bud Light commercials
I feel like that's all I heard today. It was
corn
just,
syrup.
Everywhere was just like the Bud Light.
Well, conspicuous by their absence was the traditional Budweiser commercial.
I know.
That's something that it is pretty much something you can set your watch to, where you get the Clydesdales and some that tugs on your heartstrings. Like, maybe I was so tuned out where I didn't see, I just looked away and I never saw it. But I don't think anybody's talking about a Budweiser commercial.
No.
Everyone's talking about Bud Light. And Bud Light had two big ones that I thought were pretty cool in and of themselves. The first one was the corn syrup.
Sorry.
I'm burping and saying corn syrup at the same time. Corn syrup. So they called out Miller Lite and Coors Light, who you could argue have better beers, for using corn syrup in their beers.
Right.
So they did the whole campaign.
Nobody knew, apparently.
Evidently.
Yeah.
But somehow Bud Light has more carbs than both of those beers, so go figure. that was the first big one. Kind of funny. I think it made a decent enough point because corn syrup has become like a villain when it comes to nutrition. Is it? Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Right.
But then the other one that had a bigger impact on me and probably had no impact on Jack.
None.
Was the they had kind of a joust situation going on with the Bud Light Knight. And he's about to get mollywopped up in that joint. And then all of a sudden, that's your standard dilly-dilly stupid-ass Bud Light commercial.
Dilly-dilly.
Then all of a sudden, lo and behold, the mountain from Game of Thrones comes strolling in.
What?
Like, who in the... Is that a knockoff? No, that's the freaking mountain. It's got the blue zombie eyes underneath the helmet. And then he grabs a Bud Light Knight and squishes his head like a grape. I'm like, oh, shit. All my worst nightmares are coming true again.
When that happened, I was like, did he just kill the Bud Knight?
He's dead. yeah. Okay, is it the Bud Light Knight or is it the Bud Knight?
Bud Light Knight.
Bud Light Knight?
Correct.
I always thought they just called it the Bud Knight.
Who gives a shit? so that happened. And if you're a Game of Thrones mark, like you're freaking the hell out because it calls back to an episode of Game of Thrones. Mm. Jack, again, nothing. And the same reactions, like they did like a shot for shot remake of this episode of Game of Thrones. Nice. with the mountain. And then if there was any doubt from there, all of a sudden, big goddamn dragon flying in from out of nowhere, blows fire on everybody, burns
fire.
Their asses right to their colons. And all of a sudden the music hits. They hit the music like the Bud Light. It started as a Bud Light commercial, ends with an HBO logo, says Game of Thrones.
I really love that part of it because
by the way, we're promoting Game of Thrones. In case you weren't smart enough to figure it out.
I don't think you see many of those where the ad starts off as one ad and then it ends in a totally different ad.
Great.
It just morphs.
Yeah, right? And it's so seamless and perfect.
It gets me hyped for drinking Bud Light and watching Game of Thrones.
And it's so over the top, too.
God, like that's I don't know if there's going to be any Bud Lights on the Game of Thrones next year. I wouldn't be surprised. This mead tastes lighter than usual. but I think it was, if there's like synergy and crossover that you can get with that much bang for your buck, I think you got to go for it every time.
Did you see that spot on TV during televised during the game, or did you see it online?
No, I saw it during
the
game.
Did they show the entire bit?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. When I watched it online,
fantastic.
I was like, did they actually
show that part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a big graphic for national television, isn't it?
Okay, so
yeah.
I don't want to ruin it for Jack, so we'll just kind of tippy toe around.
You can ruin it.
I mentioned it. Like they squished the guy's head like a grape. And they do it on the show, and they did it here again.
Okay,
but here in the commercial, they just kind of allude to it. I think they cut away.
Sure, yeah.
At the very point where,
but at the end, you see him just laying there.
Yeah, if you're a mark, you know it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can fill in the dots. From there, but like they got to the part where the mountain puts his hands around the guy's head, mm-hmm. and then it kind of the thumbs go over the eye holes, and then all of a sudden, then the guy's like, ah! You see the guy screaming, and that's about it.
Yeah,
and that's where they cut away. And like, oh my god, if you're a mark again, you know exactly what happened from there. It was much more graphic than mm-hmm. what they showed in this commercial. But yeah, they alluded to it, and again, if you're a fan, you know how the rest of that played out. So you see it more graphically in your head than actually comes out on the screen.
Do you read any of the commentary on that that commercial?
There's commentary.
Yeah, some people started.
Is there more to read from that?
So on surface level, I think we just covered what you're supposed to get. But then some people started talking about it and just like really nitpicking at the commercial, and they're just like, you know, hold on, you know, is that signs of things to come this season that the dragon is on the mountainside, and it's like, what does that mean?
Oh my god, people dug deep into that, into the Super Bowl ad.
It's like that's not realistic unless that's really hinting at, you know, the dragon shifting sides, because they're like the dragon shouldn't even be there.
Yeah, he's with the NWO now. I don't have the energy to dig down to
it.
But what is that the dragon's favorite beer? Like, is that why he switched sides? Like,
I don't know.
Like,
But I just thought it was funny. Like, people couldn't just enjoy it for
what it is. Take it for what it is.
They had to really get into it. Yeah.
Can I just say the internet is ruining everything? Like, without question. Like,
it certainly is.
This is a topic I've wanted to talk about for a long time. We don't have to go down this rabbit hole. But like, every little like dive or deep dive that a fan of like comic books, Game of Thrones, whatever you can think of, they start to dig, and then they start doing their own fan theories, and then they start throwing them out there and become subreddits, and they end up populating actual articles on legitimate websites like the Post
for clicks, clickbait,
and they just want the clicks, but they don't take into account like, hey, you might potentially ruin this for somebody else, because if one of your cockamamie theories actually hits, you know, it does take away from the experience. Like, I'm a guy who wants to experience it. Like, I won't read the books, I won't do anything. I just give it to me straight from the show. That's all I need. And I've become pretty well accustomed to just tuning out any story that says Game of Thrones in the headline. Like, I don't.
Me
need,
too.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's rushing to just get something out there, and then
they just want
to
be right.
Yeah, they want to. So they're trying to find an Easter egg, and then once they kind of focus on that, they'll explore it, then put something out there, and if it hits, if it sticks, great for them. But then they can go back, reference it later, and be like, hey, we were first to.
I'm
to
the one.
It. I'm the guy here.
I'm the one.
Yeah. So
I'm Neo.
Like, Game of Thrones and Endgame are the two bits that I don't feel like needs any teasers or anything.
Yeah, Jack, by the way, I'm gonna need you to stop sending stories that say Marvel confirms that.
I don't send those.
I about super kicked my phone across
the room. I sent one and it was confirmed
you
by
sent
Marvel.
One and all and, I you know what I did the second you sent it? I said close, like, just right to the trash bin. I didn't need to see anything other than that single headline and said that's enough, because again, this is like the culmination of how many years. Okay, we watched Iron Man in 2008.
Iron Man.
2008 in Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? So
we did. Didn't
we did, yeah. So this is the culmination of an 11-year journey.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to take something away from that from me by telling me what might happen? Like, go screw, pal.
You know,
I'm going to close your link.
Just to add a little bit more to that.
Tell me more.
I don't know how people can go into these movies enjoying anything by reading all this nonsense ahead of the movie.
They just want to be right.
But why? Like, what does that do for you? Like
you get the satisfaction of being
like, I know what's happening.
I mean, you know, as a professional wrestling fan, I've kind of dealt with this for years, because everybody wants to fantasy book and say, oh, this is what should happen. Like, I know better than WWE. Stone Cold should have won the title the first day he walked in. Suck my nuts. Like, everyone thinks they know better than conventional wisdom. Everyone thinks they know better than the guys writing the story. So it's just kind of like gone from just that one small segment of society to everyone who's into movies, and everybody's into like television shows, because that nerd stuff has permeated and just seeped out from that nerd culture to every other spectrum of nerd culture. So it sucks. I hate to see that, because it's ruined wrestling stuff for me. But it's all over the place now, and I have to make a conscious effort to get the hell away from it.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack's not helping.
No, it's not. I mean, when what was it? It's not The Last Jedi. What was the one before that? The Star Wars before that?
A New Hope.
No.
The
remake of that? God, what was that called?
Force Awakens.
A Force Awakens.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
that's the one.
So I didn't see it, shocker, on the first run.
Gift of the Magi.
Yeah, but I did see it. I did see it. And then there was a comment that I was reading, and I was looking through something through Instagram. Some asshole just puts a comment, Han Solo dies, in like a completely random post, right? So it's just like these people, it's sort of just likens to that. It's related to that. People just want to just hold something over you and say, I said it first, or I have this theory. You
know? I'm the one.
I'm the one who said it. So, I mean,
it was like Ronnie, like when, remember when he spoiled like a Scream for everyone by telling everyone who the killer is?
That's terrible.
It was just like, but you know, it's like, yeah, it's
Ronnie,
like,
this is your fault.
Yeah,
you started this whole phenomenon. Oh man,
But then it's like, you know, I think it was like her brother's the killer or something like that. But then you didn't know she had a brother at the time, so he felt like it was okay for him to spoil it for
people.
Right,
right. Because
they're like, she doesn't have a brother, but it turns out she did.
She did have a brother, which was a plot twist. Plot twist.
Wait, I thought it was her boyfriend.
Huh?
It was her boyfriend.
Wow, you guys suck at this so bad, man. Ronnie, yeah, it was not her boyfriend. Villain. It's
no.
Ice.
Yeah, it was her boyfriend.
Ice is dumb.
No, hey, with the other guy, with Scooby.
Hold on,
not Scooby.
Oh, Scooby.
Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Yeah, with Shaggy. This was Shaggy. Shaggy was the killer. Was the accomplice.
Like Scoob. Yeah. Yeah. It was them.
Yes.
It was them. Wow. That went somewhere I didn't expect it would go. Okay. So spoilers suck. Jack, you suck. But
fuck off.
Actually takes us nicely to another aspect of the Super Bowl broadcast that I feel did not disappoint. And a lot of people will probably think it didn't show enough, but the Avengers Endgame tease that they dropped in the middle of the Super Bowl, actually prior to
beginning.
Yeah, very like right at the onset.
I think it was the first spot.
Like it had me sized.
I remember like the game just started. It was like the first commercial break, and then
I thought it was right after Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
And then I saw some of these scenes, and all of a sudden I was like, "Oh crap! This is Endgame!" Like everyone,
this
stop.
Is it.
Shh.
Go time, people.
Some people move on, but not us.
Real dramatic. Mask on.
Pants off.
Not us.
Not us.
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
That was it. Yeah.
Woo! Okay, so if you didn't see it, how could you miss it? It was like 12 seconds. So that's the Avengers Endgame tease where you actually see a couple of things. Actually, first and foremost, the biggest part for me is that they actually confirm a time jump in what is Endgame. So what happened in Annihilation? Is that the name of the book?
Annihilation.
Infinity War.
Is it Mortal Kombat?
I don't know.
What? Infinity War?
There you go. What happened there?
Holy crap.
I don't know if it was a fan theory, but there were thoughts that there was going to be...
Who's looking at fan theories now?
I don't know.
I didn't know about this.
When they say in the,
so you confirmed what?
When they say in the title of the freaking thing, time jump confirmed, there's really not much to extrapolate from that. If you watch the tease here, they're showing that a lot of shit has transpired from what you've seen in Infinity War and what's currently happening in Endgame. Cap's gone home. The cities are desolate and deserted. So like things have broken down, and people have seen I guess all this tragedy transpire and years have gone by.
Did you get a sense of like how much time?
I mean,
did the theories?
At least a couple of years. I would think. Okay. Like maybe like 5 years or so.
Oh, that's not that
wow.
much.
Yeah, I mean, depending on your perspective, that's
a lot.
Yeah.
So what?
Imagine Tony Stark being lost in space.
Yeah,
for
I was
years.
Just gonna think like. During the first trailer, it was right after the end of Infinity War, mm-hmm. and he was gonna lose air and oxygen or food and oxygen, and
so he probably could have survived on Titan for a good stretch. And
right.
All of a sudden,
but then,
it's like, oh, shit, we need a break. Can't be get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
But Nebula could probably survive 1,000 lifetimes. But you see them both like just plugging away in the teaser. Like they're trying to keep it along and survive as long as they can. But from the first trailers, you think, okay, well, they probably run out of time. And you see Cap, he's back home. He's got the shield again. He's got his hair cut. He's got a nice fade.
Who's cutting his hair?
Black Widow. She's got a good fade, too. She's working on her marksmanship. Like, everybody has, they're gearing up for something, but it's taken some time. Like, Tony's trying to find his way off the ship. Cap's trying to gear up and, turn back the hands of time, like, share. they're gearing up for something, and they've had to work their way to that point. So that was the first big thing. I don't know if that jumped out to you guys, but having seen some of those hints here and there from the interwebs, it was something that I was kind of glad to see, because it kind of filled in like one of the bigger questions I had going into this movie.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely showed more. Yeah, well, it showed more than I was expecting. But even
for
though
40
it was,
seconds,
for 40
they showed a lot.
Yeah, they showed a lot. You're right. For 40 seconds, they showed a lot. And I was, when it came out, I was like, what's this? Yeah, you're right. Just like you guys, mm-hmm. I was just like, what is this? Is this really happening? Mm-hmm. And it was and the shop so stopped so short, and I was like, whoa. And then you had to go back
and
yeah, you had to study and just, you know, trying to find and try to look over the trailer again. But it showed so much, even so little. More than the Captain Marvel trailer. God damn it. The Captain Marvel trailer was just nothing.
I feel like it's the same.
It's the same trailer. The same.
Can we stop like coming out with new Captain Marvel trailers? Like you don't have to like sell me any more Marvel.
I'm going We're to watch good. It. We're going to watch it.
I'll be there day one. It's all good. Just stop sending the same 30 seconds over and over, but this time she has cooler hair. Like I think they
just made progress on the effects, so they're like, maybe if we show more effects that people will be more turned on to watch this. But
trust me, you don't need to turn me on anymore with Brie Larson. I'm all good. I'm way turned on, bro.
Well, the Captain Marvel's coming out in March, and then April is when Endgame's coming. So yeah. I mean,
Avengers April. That's they've what they're got. Call it.
They have a heavy slate coming up, man. May, April, March, April, May. And so it's like, wow. Even because Spider-Man.
Wait, what's in May?
Spider-Man Far From Home. Right?
Is that coming out in May?
Is that May?
I thought July or June.
No, I think that's later.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm
dad brain.
But I'm sure there's going to be something in May. They can't go a month without showing something.
Well, I think they've already laid out their slate. We have the magic of information at our fingertips. We could figure this out.
And we don't have that.
nope.
That's called professionalism.
If you're out there listening within the sound of our voice, we need an intern to do this handy dandy work that we need because we can't Google on our own. Okay, so the Captain Marvel trailer did nothing for us, but Avengers told us more in 40 seconds than Captain Marvel could tell us in 6 months. So, hey, you know what? Far be it from me to pass judgment on either of those on Captain Marvel. For all I know, it could be the better movie between that and Endgame.
Yeah. I'm still on the other side of the boat where I feel like they just didn't
not
need,
the stern.
They didn't need to Nothing. Show the teaser. Oh. I just felt like it wasn't necessary.
You know what?
Like,
I didn't need a teaser for Spider-Man Far From Home either.
No, that one I needed.
I think we talked about. Did you?
Yes.
What a jerk.
Well, that wasn't. See, that's. This was a teaser.
I don't need
Spider-Man
it.
Spider-Man was a trailer.
Whatever
they decide to call it, that thing was a trailer.
But Marvel went out of their way. Like Kevin Feige came out and said, you know what? We did all these other trailers before Infinity War came out. And it kind of stole the thunder away from the film. Like everyone started asking questions and it really kind of took the attention away from what should have been their season finale.
Okay, I take that back. I didn't need it. But because I heard that people in Brazil saw it, I needed it.
Yes.
Is that the only reason why?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because I was like,
Jose
hey.
Aldo
was
got
like,
in
no.
on the ground floor.
It's like those guys at that Comic-Con down there, like they got to see it. Like, I want to see
Obrigado,
it.
Obrigado, Avengers.
And there was no one filming it on YouTube. So I was like, come on. Like, I need to see it.
You're going
to
watch that grainy, Please. Shaky-handed shit?
And I always do.
God. So embarrassing. Can you just wait for the legit shit? You know what? You used to live in San Diego. You should have been there front and center at Comic-Con yourself.
Dude,
so.
And I didn't, what I didn't realize. So I went there 1 year.
How empty your life is?
Well, I didn't realize that to get into some of these halls, like you got to like devote a day. Like you
got
to
suck somebody off.
Like you're not, you just got to plan. Like if I'm going to be there mm-hmm. for 3 days, this day, I'm not planning to do anything but be in this one hall.
Yeah, get your sleeping bag and your pee
yeah,
cup.
So
and
you
you're
get
all good.
You get out there around like 4:30 in the morning and
4:30 in the
and
morning.
And you sit there. That's the only way you're gonna
Can
be
you imagine?
Guaranteed to get in.
No.
Otherwise you show up around 7, there's a shitload of people already sitting like around the building.
Wow. They had the disposable income to buy the tickets for that goddamn thing, and they have the time still to devote to just waiting.
Well, maybe that's their full salary, like
Jesus
for a year.
Christ.
Even dude, like
how many Uber rides is that? How many Lyft drives is that?
That's a
so
lot.
Seriously.
So I thought I was gonna go in and get some of these Comic-Con Funko, the pop
yeah,
Funko,
yeah,
like
yeah.
The exclusives.
Uh-huh.
No, you have to wait in line for that too. And people waited all morning for that stuff. So when I got to the booth, I just walked straight in and I was like, I was like, can I get this one?
Uh-huh.
And they're like, I think they get issues out like bands or tickets or something
yeah,
to
yeah,
show
yeah.
that.
Sir, do you have a ticket for the line?
I was like, oh, there was a line. They're like, oh yeah, you have to wait in line all morning to get this exclusive access.
So ouch.
I was like, oh, you can't just walk in here and just buy one of these. Like, oh man.
No, you had to tell young Sheldon, no, I have a life and a job. I don't have time to buy this ticket.
Some people did get some of these and they brought it to their own like vendor booth and they were selling it at an insane markup. So if you really, really wanted it, you could have paid like three times the price and still get them. But
it's like StockX.
I was like,
what?
No way.
Oh, sorry. That's a completely different marketplace. I understand now. That is way too much of a time and it's monetary time suck.
Well, let me ask you guys. Like,
tell me.
Would you, like, knowing just to get like initial access to the hall and to hear them kind of speak about these movies, like, would you dedicate a whole day just to be in that hall and that's it?
That's a tough one because we've actually had conversations about this. Actually, before you were planning to move to San Diego, we actually had like conversations saying like, man, it'd be, you know, that'd be really cool. Yeah. We should totally like make a trip out of that. Yeah. If it was just one guaranteed appearance, like if I knew I was going to get access to Hall H to watch the Marvel panel.
He's very fixated on Hall H.
I think that's the one. I talk out of my ass quite a bit, but I'm pretty sure that's where Marvel does all their bits.
Mm-hmm.
If I knew for sure I would get a shot at that and get like first sighting of, I don't know, the Endgame trailer, like legit, like, yeah, I probably would. But just that, I wouldn't shit dick around and troll around the halls and
looking for Funko Pops.
Yeah, well, like who the hell would do that? What a loser that guy is. I would dedicate my time to that and that alone. And if it meant like sleeping with a sleeping bag in the hall, be it.
Wow.
But just for that, anything else, I consider collateral damage and not worth my time.
Yeah, unfortunately, I only got one day to look, just one shot at it. So I was like, I could do whatever I can do in one day. And I was like, there's no way I'm giving up walking around the show floor. Just
went straight to the hentai, right?
Yeah. So, you know, and I saw Pa there.
I was going to say, was Billy there? Holy shit. He was moderating the session.
Nice. But that it's pretty cool though. Comic-Con is pretty
hentai
cool.
Is great. What? You're the only person who could speak with any experience of that, so I'll take your word for it. But
no, I really do think if there's an opportunity for all of us to get tickets and do a couple days of Comic-Con, I think that's a really cool life experience. Just because the convention center is huge, man, and that thing is filled from end to end.
Whoa.
With just like
so,
you know,
many Funkos.
With like, and then like within like the all the like the apparel and the collectibles and the art and all the stuff that you can buy and the exclusive stuff that you can get, you also see like celebrities every now and then. They come out to do an appearance and signing. I saw Ric Flair.
Is that George Takei?
Ric Flair was there.
Oh, okay. You saw the Nature Boy?
I did.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like literally like an arm's length away from him.
Did you scream woo?
There was a lot of people that were screaming woo. And I know he was bothered by it.
As
it's
they
like,
should have.
It's so old, but yeah.
Dude,
everyone,
that just means he's still
that's
getting over,
bit,
bro.
Yeah. Man. He can't be mad.
He's still over, bro.
Yeah. Saw the Black Ranger, the original Black Ranger was there. He was signing.
Do you know his name? I don't remember.
I don't
remember his name. No. I thought you could pull it.
No.
No.
He's
isn't
the
that
Power
his character name?
Ice is the Power Ranger Mark, so we have to make that perfectly
clear. I don't know.
Sure. Why the hell not? Okay. Well, I remember that the WWE does have a pretty decent presence at Comic-Con. Like, they'll do panels where they'll reveal their Mattel toys.
Yeah.
So yeah, you might have got a believer out of me now. Okay.
Yeah. That part was cool, and then but it doesn't end there because
once
you leave the convention center, there is parties and like what? These you know, they have like these separate events throughout downtown San Diego for Comic-Con, so you can go to various like parties and like
what's the
events.
Nerd Trim event.
There's a lot of them, man.
Oh, okay.
And they
cosplay scene, man. Ooh boy.
Ooh boy, indeed.
Yeah. My IG feed is jammed up.
It's like this is like man. These girls like they hide out.
Much.
They hide out like year round, just making their costumes and they come out to play.
They've been in the dark for 11 months of the year, and then it's like, oh, like, this is my Super Bowl.
They fast year round, and then
they
come out.
They fast?
I don't know. I'm just saying shit. But
they get their bodies ready. Is that
but,
they get
oh,
no
yeah.
nutrition?
They want to look exactly like the people they're dressing up as, and they Yeah.
They do a pretty good job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. A lot of those Daphne and Velma costumes from Scooby-Doo. I'm all in. All right. How the hell did we get here?
I don't know.
How much time do we have left?
A couple minutes. 5 minutes.
All right. So I think we were talking about commercials at one point in trailers. Avengers. There we go. That's what we were talking about.
So it was good. I just didn't think it was necessary. But I think the little teaser that they put out is way better.
40 than seconds was plenty.
Way better than Captain Marvel, for sure. Yep. Totally agree.
Yes. I'm a fan of Brie Larson. I loved her as Envy Adams in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
I don't know what that is.
Sure you don't. she's great. I love her. I'm getting nothing out of these trailers, and I hope the payoff for Captain Marvel is going to be worth it, because it feels almost like Captain America, where like they're building up to something huge, and where Captain America was building up to Avengers. They were really just entrusting the guys who made Captain America to not screw this up. We've managed to keep these first three or four movies going on the right path. They've all made money. Like, just don't fuck it up. And Captain America did it. I'm hoping that Captain Marvel is kind of on that same trajectory, where like it's better than what they're hoping. At the worst case scenario is that they don't screw up where we're headed to for Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just hoping Captain Marvel does not do that for us. So
I mean, typically Marvel doesn't disappoint. They always,
they don't. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of a stinker. I mean, the closest thing I can think of is Spider-Man Homecoming, which, I mean, it made a ton of money. Hey. Everyone seems to like it. The critics loved it. I watch it whenever it's on TV, but I don't feel like it was that good of a Marvel movie compared to their contemporaries. Not as good as Guardians or Guardians 2. That's just me. Probably Jack will probably say it's better than Ragnarok, but I don't know. Like, he's
well,
the
Iron do you think Man, it,
he's what, the contrarian.
Two wasn't good.
No, two and three.
Two and three. They were terrible. Yeah,
Three was both recently.
Yeah, three was awful.
They suck.
The first one was just the shit.
I'll still watch it.
Because it was, was the Incredible Hulk was the first one. Yeah, the first one. And then Iron Man really
Hulk.
No.
It was just
Hulk first with Ang Lee.
Yeah, I know, the Hulk. Well, Ang Lee.
You're talking about the MCU. No, it was Iron Man first. Incredible Hulk followed.
Okay.
Yes. Because who showed up at the end of the Incredible Hulk? But Tony Stark.
Tony Stark, okay. You're
who right. propositioned it was General Thunderbolt Ross with a hand job and said, we want to join the Avengers initiative.
Yeah, so Iron Man was the one that kicked it off. And that was the one that that set the tone and set in motion the entire MCU.
They went like bang, bang, bang. It was Iron Man, Hulk, yeah. Thor, and then Jesus Christ, let's hope the guy who made the Rocketeer doesn't screw up Captain America. And you know what?
They didn't.
Yeah, you know what? The movie was so good that they made a reboot with Wonder Woman. It's the same goddamn movie. Go back and watch it. It's the same damn thing. Period piece with somebody with a goddamn shield. So I challenge you to poke holes in that. But
have you seen it?
Wonder Woman?
Nice.
Wonder Woman?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
He's for her. So I feel like that's where we're headed, and I pray, I cross my fingers that it's a good movie, but I hope they don't just screw up where we're headed to.
Seems like Captain Marvel will have some kind of part in Endgame, right?
I thought for a second that she was in the Endgame commercial, but it was actually just Black Widow with her hair tied up in a bow. I don't know.
No, you know she's in there.
She's going to have
Going to rip shit.
For sure.
Yeah, she's going to have some kind of part in it.
Yep. Yeah, she's going to rebalance the scales of justice. Okay, well, hopefully that's where we're headed, but we'll see.
Did you just snap?
I didn't think I was going to actually make the noise, but I was like, oh, I did it.
Did you just end the episode with that snap? Is that what that was for? Oh, man. All right, do we have any time left, or should we just plow ahead?
Should we even mention Hobbs and Shaw?
I didn't see that.
I'm did you not see the trailer?
I didn't see that trailer.
You see the trailer?
I saw. Not okay, really. I actually saw the initial post from The Rock, whom I follow on Instagram.
The IG.
It's a very exclusive club. Me and like 17 million other people. I saw the tease for that, and I saw where they were headed, and I think I saw a few more clips where the villain, who is Idris Elba, who is a 10 out of 10. Like, that guy can do no wrong. I have not seen him do anything terrible to this point. He's great. He's juiced up. It's kind of like a super villain for this film, and he's going to have to puncture The Rock's liver to get out of this one, and he's and he's gonna have to pistol whip Jason Statham, and that's a pretty formidable combination. Okay, so what I do remember from the trailer is that there's this begrudging partnership between the two. Like, there's a lot of middle fingers between Jason Statham and The Rock, and you know, it's funny. It's a weird odd couple kind of juxtaposition.
Buddy cop.
Yeah, buddy cop. There you go. Precisely. So yeah, I'm there first weekend for that. I don't know
first
about you guys.
Weekend. Wow.
I would.
Okay, Wednesday after for $5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might be right there with you.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, you know, I think because Hobbs and Shaw is part of the Fast and Furious franchise, like I was expecting something that's very Fast and Furious-ish, but
there were no cars in this whatsoever.
I mean, some, but
were there?
Some.
Were they Priuses? Like, I have no idea.
There was a nod to the whole, like, car sliding underneath, like, the big
Take
truck.
Your word for it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's the first Fast and Furious trailer that didn't feel like a Fast and Furious trailer.
It's a departure. And, like, the only reason why
it's the characters, right?
Well, yeah, no, they said the Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. Like, that's the only
but
way you would
that's
know.
That's really the only connection to any of that story, right? It's just the characters.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah,
that's the only way.
But you know full well someone's gonna pop back in from the contiguous storyline. Like, somebody's gonna show up in there and tie it back into the franchise where they'll come back and do Fast and Furious 10, and we'll be able to put this baby to bed for good.
But I don't know if the movie's gonna be great or not. But the trailer actually made it
looks fun as shit.
It looks really fun.
Yeah,
and I think it kind of takes a little bit of that, you know, Marvel formula where there's a good bit of action, there's comedy. A little bit of comedy.
Okay, the comedy bit was a little too much for me in that Jack will love this. The entire song, the song that they played throughout the trailer was "Why Can't We?"
Yeah.
Jack only loves that because of the role it plays in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
But I mean, it went way too hokey, like right out of the shoot. So that's the only part that gives me trepidation. But otherwise, I enjoyed Rampage with The Rock, which looked terrible. So I think no matter how like goofy it looks on the surface with the trailers, I think there's always a chance that they can pull something out of this and make it work. So who am I to doubt The Rock?
No, I mean,
who are any of us to doubt The Rock? The man can do no wrong.
He's the $100 million man.
Anytime you might be shortchanging him, Jesus.
Yeah, I am. Just because, well, that's the floor for him. If he doesn't make at least that, then it's a failure.
Yeah,
yeah. But all the movies are not.
I don't think Skyscraper made 100. I know. I take that back. It made a shitload of money in China.
China.
Yeah.
China.
to quote our president. All right. Well, fun. We went off in a couple of different directions. I didn't expect us to.
Don't we always?
As always, yeah. I should stop treating that as a bad thing. As something that's so terribly out of the norm, because that's all we do.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you guys were able to make it out. And
me too. Thank you guys.
Yeah. We're here to give you a break, because brother, you need it. we will. If you're here with us, we'll be back really quickly. But if you're listening Thursday or Friday, we'll be back next week. So until then, appreciate you guys listening in, and we'll see you then.
Peace.
Bye-bye.